It's here and now. A crew clearing trees down by storms that hit Nashville, Tennessee yesterday, as recorded by WKRN-TV. The storms battered Tennessee and a number of other states, including Mississippi and Arkansas. At least 10 people were killed, among them a 7-year-old boy in Holly Springs, Mississippi, who died when the car he was riding in was picked up and tossed through the air by a tornado. Holly Springs Mayor Kelvin Buck spoke to WMC-TV.
I've seen some tornadoes in this general area before, in this region before, but this one has hit in multiple places around our community and has done considerable damage. And, of course, worst of all, it has taken some lives.
The system that produced yesterday's severe weather outbreak is moving east on this Christmas Eve day, but the National Weather Service says it has weakened considerably. Meanwhile, hopes of a white Christmas have been dashed across the eastern seaboard as record high temperatures continue. New York broke its Christmas Eve record of 63 degrees at 1 a.m. today when the thermometer hit 67, and temperatures across the eastern U.S. today could be 25 to 35 degrees above normal. In contrast, there is messy, wintry weather in the west, with snow in Oregon and in California.